The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Bellevue, Houston, a Gal Media station.
And here we go.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, Deep South Barrels presents What Are the Odds Wednesday? This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
Welcome into The Blitz. Hell no, this is not Fred Fowler.
You sound different, Fred.
Well, you know,
you look
I've raised it up a couple octaves, you know, into a little more of soprano as opposed to the bass that Fred, that smooth bass. And I've had a little raspiness in the mix there, you know, and put a little color on it.
Yeah.
Put a little darkness
to it. It's like when Little Red Riding Hood thinks it's Grandma, but she says, "Wow, Grandma, you talk different. Wow, Grandma.
You have a beard.
You're black." "Well, Grandma, what sharp teeth you have." And it turns out Jerome Solomon is the big bad wolf.
Indeed. Jerome Solomon here subbing in for Fred, who's up in the great white north.
Yep.
That's not that white right now, but it's still north. White at the peaks of it, I guess. I was laughing. It threw me off just for a second. I was trying to figure out what the immediate opening would be. As you know, usually you get this, you know, spark from above, and you know the feeling where you're like, "Oh yeah, that's where I'm gonna go."
Right.
And then I heard the disclaimer, you know, the media disclaimer, and I was like, "Oh, I should probably just tell them about, you know, the last couple of conversations I had with David Gal Media. You know, he had his pants down in the men's room. I just had another one right before the show started."
You guys talked at the urinal or what?
It's just happened that way.
Well,
the
weird.
Last two times I've been in here, I go there and boom, he's walking out of there and tucking his pants, shirt into his pants, and you know,
okay.
And it's awkward because it's kind of one of those where you go, "Hey, how you doing?" Or do you not say anything?
And you definitely don't shake hands.
He hasn't, you know, done any washing at all because he's coming out, I'm coming in.
Right.
So, yeah, and I'm not a big handshaker anyway.
Right.
And then, you know, you wonder how, you know, enthusiastic should you be? Like, "Hey, what's up?" You
right.
know, what's up? Or you just, you give him a nod. So I do the brother nod to try to make a white man feel comfortable.
Right.
You know, because they think if you give him that look, you know, "Oh, he thinks I'm cool." So, you know, give him the nod. And then you go, and you got to take care of your business.
Right, of course.
And, of course, both times I start, and he's over there washing his hands, and the conversation begins.
But it's better than the alternative of, especially in our bathroom here, because there's only one urinal.
One urinal?
Two stalls. So if the worst thing that can happen is while I'm peeing, someone starts talking to me.
Well, no, that's what I'm saying. That's what he does.
Oh, he talks to you while you're...
I nod. He
but
nods.
Not while he's peeing, huh?
No, because he's coming out.
Yeah.
Both times he's been on his way out to go wash his hands, and I'm just walking into the room.
I don't like that.
I can't just stand there and act like I'm not coming to pee.
But it'd be even worse if you guys were both peeing at the same time, because you would have had to go into a stall if he was at the urinal, and then there's a wall separating you, and you're both peeing, but if there's a conversation going on, that's weird.
But no, I walk in, I whip it out, and he goes, "Well, those rockets are sure a lot different than the last time you were in the building, huh?"
Oh, my. What an odd conversation starter.
And I, you know, my response is, "Yeah."
Yep.
Yes, they are. But, you know, he's. I'm sure he felt a little uncomfortable, too.
That's an odd situation.
I don't know.
I don't know how to handle
that. With as much money as he has, if I had as much money as he does, I wouldn't feel that uncomfortable ever.
Yeah, probably not.
I really wouldn't give a damn about little peons like
that. No, me. I wouldn't worry about it either. I also would pretend like I didn't know who you were when I saw you. If I had that kind of money, I'd see you and I'd be like, "Yeah,
whatever.
Does that guy work for me?" And then I'd keep walking.
That's what my bosses do at the Chronicle.
Yeah.
Welcome into the Blitz. 713-780-3776 is your number. Fred is out. I am in. We're going to have a good time.
You've been doing a lot of radio lately.
I've done a couple of stops down the dial, you know, on the dark side.
How is it over there?
It's interesting. They like to drag things out, and you know they do things a little differently than here.
They get have a list of three conversations, and they're
One time I was on, it was one conversation.
And it was like, make this last 3 hours.
I was like, oh, man. This will just carry itself. I'm like, well, not really, not for 3 hours.
Well,
I don't think so. But it's different. It's fine. They're nice people over there. You know, they get a little testy and a little jumpy when I throw the black man thing at them.
Really? They're afraid of blacks there?
No, not if you play football.
Yeah. Oh, but you as just a regular black
football,
guy?
And every time I make that joke, they get a little shaky.
Yeah.
When I say, you know, it's nice for you to invite me in here since I didn't play in the NFL or anything.
Right, or the NBA. You guys or the other.
They get a little sensitive. Hmm. Y'all don't give a damn.
No, we don't care.
Y'all don't want my black behind in here regardless. No. It doesn't matter.
I've said this before. I love to work with black men because
you get to use all your race jokes.
Yeah, I'm a little more a little looser with my jokes. In Austin, I did a show with two black guys, and it was perfect because no matter what I said, if someone accused me of being racist,
like,
I had two black guys there to say, he's not racist.
My best friends are black.
Yeah.
I work with two black guys.
I work with two black guys every day. They approve of everything I say. And it was, it does make me a little more comfortable, I must say.
That is one of those interesting things about,
with a woman,
about,
though.
About the world. That I've been in positions where people will run a black thing by me. Like, let's get the black opinion. Like they'll just go, tell me if that's offensive or not.
You know, I was
thinking. So we want to know.
On Friday.
Like, why would you ask me? I'm not offended by anything, so right. That's really a big problem. But
We did a show Friday where there was a lot of stuff going on socially in the world last week, and we wanted to address it, and we basically made Friday like an open forum type show.
An outstanding effort by you guys.
Did you heard any of it?
I heard quite a bit of it, yes.
Well, thank you.
Outstanding.
And we brought in Mike Pearson, who is a resident black guy here at our station, and I said, I just want to bring him in here because maybe he's seeing it from a different point of view than us, and I don't want to be like, and Fred's half Arab, but no one knows that. Like, Fred looks white. No one knows Fred's half Arab. No one would buy it listening to him on the radio either.
He wears the badges and stuff so people can see it.
Right.
But nobody knows.
He wears one of those sash. He wears a sash with all these different badges on it. Like, it looks like he's a really grown up Girl Scout. But I don't understand. Like the Dictator. Have you seen that movie, The Dictator?
Yeah.
That's what Fred dresses like every day. But no one knows because we're on the radio. So I said, well, let's bring a black guy in here so it doesn't sound like just two white guys talking about race relations in this country. And, it wasn't like I wanted to make sure what I was saying was okay with Mike Pearson. But sometimes it's good to have a different point of view, especially on topics like that. Like when we're talking about sports, I don't feel like a black man's opinion being different from mine has anything to do with race.
Right.
So
generally speaking.
Yeah. Right. So like if you think Tom Brady's the best quarterback ever and I think Joe Montana's the best quarterback ever, it's not because I'm white and you're black. It's just because we have differing
opinions.
That
only comes into play when you're talking about Tim Tebow and Vince Young.
All right.
Because there's no question all of us brothers think Tim Tebow's a bad boy and ought to be in the league.
Oh, right. Yeah, everyone knows that. Everyone
and you white guys love you some Vince Young.
We love Vince Young. That's right. I have an autographed picture of Vince Young hanging in my living room, in fact.
But, I actually do have a painting. I really do.
I wasn't kidding either. I have an autographed frame picture of Vince Young.
I have a painting.
I took a picture of Vince when the confetti was falling at the Rose Bowl,
mm-hmm.
and I got it blown up, and
I've seen you on that a few times when, like, you're watching
I'm always there.
The end of the game, and you're down there in the end zone where he scored the game winner against USC in the Rose Bowl, and I'm like, look at that dude. That's Fat AJ.
That's Fat AJ. That was me.
That was the old school AJ.
So, and he signed that for me one time, so I have that hanging in my house. So I indeed do. Have an order, but do you have any Tim Tebow memorabilia hanging in your house?
Yeah, I have Bibles all over the place.
Oh, good. Well, I have one of those too. It's not autographed yet. I just haven't run into him at the right time.
He wrote them.
Right. I'm just saying, hey, I know your dad plays a big role in this. will you be willing to sign this for me?
Where is Tebow? I mean, I know
SEC Network, right?
Who watches that stuff?
No one. I mean, I guess if you're like a hardcore fan of an SEC team, and typically it's got to be like one of the crappy SEC teams, because Alabama and LSU, like their teams are on national television.
Not messing around with that. Yeah.
But if it's like, you know, Kentucky versus Arkansas, they're going to put that on SEC Network. You got to watch it then.
Yeah, because that's like the Longhorn Network, SEC Network, Big Ten Network. What, I mean, your world has to be pretty small to even be bothered with that kind of stuff.
I have the Longhorn Network. The only time I watch it is when there's a live game on.
Mm-hmm.
Like, right. And it's a rare instance that they put those live games on.
And every time you have to go, okay, what damn channel is it?
Yeah,
Look it up to find it because you don't know where it is. You know you have it. I have it too, and you're right. If it's not a live game, you don't even be bothered with
it. I think they're kind of getting away from, like, I think they may have all the way gotten away from, like, studio shows on that thing.
Because
no one's watching.
They should run more, not that I would know what they run, but I know they did because they interviewed me for a few of them. They were doing some of those documentary-type deals.
Right.
Those, to me, are cool and interesting.
Yeah,
and,
but how many of those can you do?
The school's been around 100 years.
Yeah, but how many, like, great athletes or great stories are there to tell?
They don't have to be great.
And let's also keep in mind...
That's your school.
Let's keep in mind, if it's not about football and maybe basketball, no one's going to care.
Yeah.
So, like, if you did a story about...
Jody Conrad wouldn't quite do it.
A 30 Angie for 30 Davis, type thing on Eddie Reese and the diving team. Boy, that's going to have the same viewership as game one of the WNBA finals last year.
What about the swimming team?
No one cares about that either. Did you hear those numbers yesterday? Yesterday there were people getting on me. Barry Laminack hosted the show with me.
Mm-hmm.
And most people know that this week, you know, the week of All-Star Weekend for baseball is the slowest sports weekend or sports week ever. Like, we're in the midst of the worst sports week ever. And we were talking about, I don't even know what we were talking about. It wasn't about sports.
I was listening to that moment in time. I was going to get in a little bit of some of that, too.
So
I did the W, that was wrong.
We broke down the WNBA game, but did you hear the viewership numbers for the WNBA? Like, for the highest viewed WNBA game ever had less viewers than a 3 a.m. showing of The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air on Nick at Night?
No, I did not know that.
Wouldn't you just, like, if you're the commissioner of that league, when you see that, don't you just fold?
No, those are good numbers.
Oh.
Will Smith has a strong fight.
At 3 a.m. on Nick and I.
It was only 24 years ago.
This was on ABC.
Was hot.
ABC Network Television, game one of the WNBA Finals.
Oh, you're not even talking about, like, regular season
games. No, I'm talking about the finals. On ABC, drew less than a 3 a.m. Nick at Night showing of The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
I did not hear that.
Sad reality.
That's a little different. Now, I will say...
Equal work for equal pay, though.
I watched, you know, we'll probably manage to mix in a little sports here. I watched not one pitch of the All-Star game.
I didn't either.
And
I saw the highlights.
Forgot that it was even kind of on and didn't pay any attention. But the highest rated
TV show... I can't believe you didn't watch. It matters now.
The highest rated TV show in all of July last year was the All-Star game. It is the biggest TV thing going at this time of year.
That's
every year.
Me.
That's why it's still...
Sports thing think or it's TV not a big, thing?
No, period. In all of TV.
Really?
Think about it. Most of the you know, regular network shows are on their hiatus for the summer, too. And it's bigger than all the cable. It was the biggest show last year. And I'm like, wow. And because it's just not a big deal to me. I don't miss it at all.
Well, tonight is the ESPYs. Will you watch the ESPYs?
Oh, God, no.
No, that's the worst.
I mean, no. I did a couple of times, bits and pieces. I went to them a couple of times just because I wanted to hang out in L.A. and, you know, try to get lucky. But no. Not
for you.
No. And the highlights will be interesting, and they may have a good emotional thing. And, you know, like the Stuart Scott stuff. And, you know, you get something like that. But... that's the thing. This is 2016. You don't have to sit and watch a show. You can just pick it up. The highlights will be showed down the road. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. I'm in for Fred Fowler here on the Blitz. When we come back, there is one sportsy news today. How bad does your athletic department have to be for Baylor to be a better place to work?
I don't know.
We'll get into
what
that.
A mess that's got to be.
In a minute. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, Deep South Barrels presents What Are the Odds Wednesday? This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
Indeed, it is a What Are the Odds Wednesday. Forgot to tell you about that. What are the odds that I was going to forget to tell you about that? 100%. But now you know. Yep. What are the odds
percent
Wednesday?
1,000, I like to say.
713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. What are the odds that the whole truth and nothing but the truth has been told in the Draymond Green arrest situation?
0%.
Have you caught the latest? The latest has been quite entertaining to me. And it opens the door to all kinds of discussion, but it's just funny to me. You got an NBA player and a current college football player who get into a quote-unquote confrontation.
By the way, alumni of the same school.
Michigan State.
You would think, I'll let you finish the story and I'll give you my thoughts.
This is the latest, though, or from the official police report, which people finally got their hands on today. So Draymond Green, obviously from the Golden State Warriors, and Michigan State cornerback Jermaine Edmondson had some issues over the weekend.
Yeah.
And none of it makes any sense to me. None of it at all. I was trying to figure out, just from the first thing we got as the original report, was Draymond Green arrested for assault. No injuries. I'm like, well, okay. It's not like he's a little punk or something. I mean, he's a big dude. I mean, it's not like he's me. I can assault you and you'd have no injuries and I could still I could still be convicted because I probably couldn't hurt you, unless I hit you with a brick, which I would. Just you note that.
Okay.
I have no problem.
Noted.
I'm not going to use these, okay? But Draymond Green's a big dude. And we didn't know the athlete. Trickled out later. We didn't know what position. But now the story comes from the police report. This kid, Jermaine Edmondson, says he and his girlfriend were at a club and ran into Draymond Green on a Friday night. And they were choked by some men who were with Draymond at a bar.
Not Steph Curry, right?
Not Steph Curry.
Okay. Andrew Bogut?
Not Andrew Bogut.
Allegedly?
Just some men. Not... What's my boy's name who choked P.J. Carlissimo?
Latrell Sprewell.
Not Latrell Sprewell.
Okay.
It was just some men.
He's a good choker.
If you're going to take a choker with you.
Yeah, you need one
Latrell's
with experience.
The guy.
He's an experienced
Latrell's
choker.
Like doing commercials now joking about the choking. You seen those?
Yeah. Well, I thought Steph Curry had experienced choking, too, in the NBA Finals this year.
That ain't right.
Oh, okay.
The man was just off.
Okay.
You can have a bad day without choking.
Okay, all right.
You could have a bad night without choking. You could have a bad
3 weeks
without choking. You could have a 3-1 lead and not choke it away.
Is that
you
true
could
now?
Actually lose it. It can happen.
Okay.
I mean, you could shoot all of those shots in the last 4 minutes of the game of game 7 and not make any of them and not even hit the damn rim a couple of times without choking.
I'm just saying, I'm a Steph fan. That looked a little choky to me, is all I'm saying.
It was a little scratchy throat.
Okay.
It was a little scratchy throat.
It's like trying to eat a Popeye's biscuit without any kind of honey or butter. You're just trying to eat the biscuit by itself, no drink.
I knew race was going to come up in here.
That's not about race.
I knew race was going to be a factor before I sat down up in here. We've been on the air for 23 minutes, and you already went to the race car.
I'm talking about the biscuits, not the chicken, just the biscuit.
Why it got to be Popeye's? Why it can't be some other biscuit? Why it can't just be a plain old biscuit?
Because Popeye's has dry-ass biscuits.
But Now you gonna dog the Popeye biscuit?
I'm just saying, it's a good biscuit when it's got some butter and some honey on it. But just plain by itself, you can't. No man can eat that.
But we don't. Black people don't even eat the Popeye's biscuit.
Then why is it racist?
They sell it to the white folks because that's what a white man would think.
No,
you threw that out there because you thought I would relate to the Popeye's
biscuit. No.
Yeah, you did. You said Popeye's because you're like, I'm going to get in good with Jerome. We're gonna get off to a good start today. But see,
guys, are you a Popeye's guy? I would have took you for a Frenchie's man.
And that's because?
Because you're a local Houston guy. Like, you want to support the local businesses. I prefer Frenchie's myself.
Let me explain something to you. I'm a fried chicken connoisseur.
Okay.
Unless a white man is cooking it, I'll eat anybody's fried chicken.
Now that's racist.
Well, that's not the point. We're not talking about racism right now.
You started talking about racism.
We're talking about chicken.
Oh, no, I wasn't. I was just talking about biscuits.
You asked me about chicken.
I defy you to eat a Popeye's chicken biscuit, just a biscuit with no drink and no butter. It's impossible without choking.
Who goes to Popeye's for the biscuit?
No one, because the biscuit will make you choke.
White people, man, y'all gotta learn. Y'all gotta just get the chicken.
Okay.
Leave the biscuit alone.
I like the biscuit, but I like to put the honey on the biscuit.
Go to Hearts and get the roll from Hearts.
I don't go to Hearts.
Why is that?
I don't know.
Too many black people in there for you?
I've never been inside it.
Oh, well, you missed it out.
It's a chicken buffet, right?
They have a buffet, too.
I don't like the idea of that.
You can't eat the buffet from the drive-thru. You don't go inside Popeye's.
I have before. I don't prefer not to.
See, that's now we're back to your racist issues.
I prefer not to go inside any fast food place. But it's happening.
Am I being super sensitive?
A little bit.
I just got to keep you on point. Because, okay. You know how you are.
How do we get on? I don't even
why
know.
Why are we talking fried
I was talking
chicken?
About choking, and then I made a biscuit reference, and you took it personally.
No, it wasn't me.
Because the biscuit came from a chicken establishment, you thought it was about race.
Well, it's a black chicken establishment.
Popeye's is not just for black people.
This black chicken, though.
What?
There's white chicken, and there's black
chicken.
Because
they got a black lady in the commercial? So you think...
Well, duh.
You think Colonel Sanders... KFC is white chicken?
Hello?
I had no idea that there was certain chickens for certain races. Well, I got to tell you, Jerome, I much prefer black chicken to white chicken.
You need to wake up. Right. Black chicken matters.
Okay. Well, now I know. John?
John loves Popeyes.
Oh, I love Popeyes.
That's your favorite chicken place.
He goes every Tuesday.
Not every Tuesday, because obviously we'd be very bad for your health, but I go a lot on Tuesdays.
Do you go to any other fried chicken places?
Does Raising Cane's count? No.
That's white people chicken for sure.
But no.
Like if you just go to a chicken strip place, that's for white people.
No. Oh, Popeyes all day, every day.
Yeah, chicken strips. Yeah, that's no question. That's white. Now, I will tell you this, and Lamont just hit me. He tried to get in his preemptive strike here that chicken and chicken eating is so dear and near to one's heart. It's a passion for certain people like myself. And it's not a race thing, but people like Lamont who desecrate the chicken. I mean, just disgusting. There ought to be laws against putting ketchup on fried chicken. Somebody like Lamont, that's what he does. And he'll send me pictures with ketchup, you know. On the fried chicken. It's sick. It hurts my heart when I see those kind of things.
What?
Yeah, I know. I know. I don't know anything about that.
I've never seen someone put ketchup on fried chicken.
When ketchup accidentally eases over into the chicken area, if you had some fries and you got ketchup, it kind of ruins that part of the bird.
I feel like putting ketchup on fried chicken is to black people what putting ketchup on steak is to white people. Like, my kids ask for ketchup or mustard when I cook steak.
Hold on.
I give them that look like, I will whoop your ass if you grow up putting ketchup or mustard on steak. Because I'm a steak connoisseur, and they trying to do that to me.
So, wait a minute.
Oh, he said tricked her. I got to do a read.
You go, what? Are you saying black people don't eat steak?
No.
That's what you just said.
Jerome, I eat chicken. I eat fried chicken.
But no, but you
I'm
just,
white.
But you said your son wanted to put ketchup on a steak
as you're
bothers white
as you're
people.
A fried chicken connoisseur, putting ketchup on fried chicken bothers you, correct?
Correct.
I'm saying as a white man and a steak connoisseur, putting ketchup on steak bothers me.
And again, you put in the whole sentence, white man steak connoisseur, like a black man can't have love
Black
steak.
Men love steak, I'm sure. It's always well done.
Well, how the hell else?
All right, I got to tell you guys about attorney Gary Trichter. Law enforcement stepping up efforts with no refusal weekends. They can force you to take a blood test. If your weekends suck because of a DWI arrest, don't despair. There's still hope even if you failed the breath or blood test the police gave you. A lot of things about those tests you need to know about, such as the fact that the police breath test machine, not even warranted fit for breath testing on humans, makes temperature assumptions and create artificially high results. Then it destroys the evidence that it checked to make rechecking and proving your innocence impossible. Same with the blood test. They're not testing your actual blood like a medical doctor would do. They're testing the air above it. It's a very indirect and circumstantial test for alcohol. Attorney Gary Trichter is a DWI specialist right here in Houston, one of only four board-certified DWI specialists in the state. And what that means is he's experienced in telling the truth about police blood tests, and he's experienced in dealing with this in a trial setting. A lot of lawyers will take DWI cases. Very few have trial experience. If you failed the breath or blood test, DWI, DUI, or boating while intoxicated, call attorney Gary Trichter. Put his number on your cell phone, 713-524-1010, or visit TexasDWILaw.com. That's 713-524-1010 for Gary Trichter.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Warehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Deep South Barrels presents What Are the Odds Wednesday? This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
No Fred Fowler today. Jerome Solomon sitting in. 713-780-ESPN is your number. I don't know how we got off onto some fried chicken and biscuits discussion.
You made a biscuit conversation about chicken.
Yeah, you did.
That's what you did.
It's all your fault. I'm just visiting.
And
I'm
you made it sound like only black people can eat at Popeyes or something.
Well, let me see if this guy is black or white since he goes to Popeyes and...
I bet he's white. What's his name?
We'll find out. DJ.
You should have saw the name and already knew that I was black, first of all.
Well, now, wait, hold on. Before you do that, that's not the case. Real quick, on just a quick side note. One, and you and Fred talked about some stuff like this a while back about people you don't know and who are supposed to be so popular, like Calvin Harris.
Oh, I don't know anything about Calvin Harris.
Me either. And then, but apparently he went through a big breakup with Taylor Swift. And
yeah, that's the first time I heard about him.
Yeah, and me too. And then, of course, today I find out his name is not Calvin Harris.
What's his name?
His name is Adam something or other. But he thought his song was so cool and had so much soul that he changed his name to Calvin Harris because it might make him sound like he's a brother. And so I was like, well, I didn't realize Calvin was such a brother's name. So, DJ, you jump in here like DJ is supposed to be black. I'm not so sure about that. But I'll take your word for it.
I thought they gave you the whole name, brother. I apologize. I thought they gave you the Holly Grove with it. Holly Grove should have told you.
Would you Daquan or something?
Oh, yeah. I'm something like that. But, man, I agree with you, AJ. You can't just eat a Popeye's biscuit by yourself because you'll kill yourself. But at the same time, if you put it with some chicken, you know, you bite it with your fries.
That's different.
You're good.
That's different. And if there's butter on it, that's fine. If you have a drink, you can probably get through it. But I'm saying specifically, if you have a leftover biscuit from Popeye's and you just try to eat that bad boy by yourself, there's no way to live. There's no way you can't survive that.
Is that what they're using, that Quantico to, like...
That's what they do to torture
terrorists.
That's what they do.
Eat that biscuit, fool.
Yeah, eat this whole biscuit. No, you can't have water till tomorrow. Eat that biscuit. It's like walking through a desert.
That's just wrong.
With no water.
Nope.
Have a good one, fellas.
Thanks, DJ.
Brandon, you're on the Blitz. Talk to me.
Hey, sports guys.
Sports to you.
Hey, Jerome, you're going to have to ease up off of AJ, man. You're going to have to ease up off of him, brother. Hey, like, AJ, I agree with you. Just like DJ, man, like, those Popeye's biscuits are so dang dry. I mean, it's like sandpaper going down your throat. I'm like, you need a drink, you need honey, you need something on it.
But nobody gets those biscuits.
I always get the biscuits. Yeah, I always do. I don't know if it's a white people thing, but
I always get the biscuits, brother. I'm a brother too, man.
See, Jerome, you just don't get the biscuits.
They come with them, man.
They come with the meal.
I'm gonna go ahead and I'm gonna get myself a nice, a bigger order, and I'm gonna add some biscuits to that. But I'm gonna make sure that I have a drink with it too.
Man, y'all are ruining the world. There's people out there starving.
I know.
So I tell them keep the biscuits.
No,
it's not going to do me any good. And you know what I want to eat that for? You know, it's just dough. It's not even. Do they even cook the biscuits? Or they just,
I don't know.
They just put a little spray paint on them.
I don't know what they do. I feel like it's chalk with a light toast. If they give that to the starving people, there'll be less starving people. Not because they're full, because they're dead. You give that to some people like they don't have any food, no water. They can't get any water. And they eat that biscuit, they're dead.
That'll protect the population growth pretty quickly. Now, we got detracted.
Yeah, we were talking about Draymond Green.
From our Draymond Green tale. Well, anyway, this kid and his girlfriend said that he was choked by some people that were with Draymond Green on a Friday night. So he comes back on Saturday and runs into him somewhere else, and he says, hey, man, look, you know, what happened the other night wasn't cool. And Draymond and he were in a discussion. He says Draymond was poking him in the chest or in the shoulder. And I'm sure as a fighter like you, that probably really irritates you.
Right? Yeah, probably. I don't like that.
That don't poke me.
But I also realize that if I'm getting poked by a 6'8", 240-pound man,
it's probably because he knows he could whoop your ass.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, like, usually some dude who's 5'9" isn't going to come up and poke you in the chest if you're a grown ass, like an athlete, like a football player.
I've never poked anybody. Yeah, I've never poked anybody.
I don't poke.
I don't.
I'm not a poker.
Yeah.
If I want to start an altercation with someone, I usually just hit him.
Mm-hmm. Well, he kept poking. Draymond poked him, allegedly, according to this kid. And I call him a kid. He's a senior at Michigan State, senior cornerback. And Edmondson says that he poked me, and I told him, you don't need to touch me. We're just having a conversation. And then, boom. I started talking again, and boom. I'm punched in my jaw. Now, the officers that were around said all they heard was a slap. And the first stories that came out said he pimp slapped him.
Okay.
But yeah, and you know the difference between being a regular slap and pimp slap, right?
Like when did he spit on his hand or what happened? What's the difference between a regular slap and a pimp slap?
Spit on your hand? What?
I don't know.
What is that?
I'm asking you. What's the difference between a regular slap and a pimp slap?
A backhanded slap?
Okay.
Four slap. I'd never heard of the spit on your hand slap. What the hell is that?
That's what The Rock used to do in wrestling, right, Chong?
Oh. There you go.
Yes, he did.
Y'all were talking wrestling yesterday. I wouldn't know.
We needed to talk about sports. That was sportsy.
If you spit now, this is very serious. Forget jokes. All jokes aside, I would kill somebody for spitting on me. That's
vile.
Yeah, that one is. I mean, you can call me all kind of dirty names, all kind of words, and we can have that discussion. We can fight. We can. But you spit on me, you got to go.
Does the pimp slap, is that like that backhand slap, is that more of like a, is that more embarrassing to receive than a regular forehand slap?
Yeah, because that's very disrespectful.
Because I feel like.
Because the person pimp slaps you, they can't hit you that hard. So they're slapping,
it's just to embarrass
they're slapping
you.
You enough to let you know, I don't even have to do anything to hurt you.
You just know you can't do anything.
Ain't a damn thing you can do about it. So yeah, it's yeah.
Because I don't like grown men to just slap a regular slap.
Yeah, that's kind of
weak.
Yeah, there you go. Thanks.
You're welcome. Yeah. So yeah, you shouldn't do that.
Because I've never slapped a man.
No.
I mean, I slap box with jokes as a kid or something, yeah. But No. You,
like someone you were angry with, you never slapped them in the face. No.
No, that's stupid. But pimp slap, though, I'd never been bad enough to pimp slap anybody either.
Okay.
You got to be a bad
You've
man
never
to
been
do
pimp slapped either, right?
No. Okay. I have had almost this thing happen to me, like this kid, though.
Okay.
Yeah, I was at a club, West Park in Gessner once, and met some babe who dragged me out on the dance floor.
I don't feel like anything good can happen at West Park in Gessner. I'm just going to say that.
But this is back in the day. It was a nice corner back then. But there's nothing wrong. It's just a corner.
I just feel like there's like sushi supply companies there and like places that I won't go into.
Anyway, so we just danced. It was cool. Okay. She was fine. I was dancing like I was dancing for my lunch money or something.
Okay.
Trying to get it on.
Okay.
And come off the dance floor and we're chatting on the side and a guy taps me on the shoulder and says, "Why don't you leave the lady alone?" And I didn't even really give him any respect or notice whatsoever. He was behind me and I just kind of turned and said, "If she wants me to leave her alone, she would tell me, dude." And I turned back and boom, just punched me.
Damn.
And
Side of the head. Put you down?
He didn't put me down. Glasses went in three different directions. Two lenses here. The frame broke. You know, I couldn't see. It was dark.
You should have had contacts.
In a club.
In the club, really? Glasses will fog up and stuff, man.
That's your advice.
Yeah.
That's how I mishandled the situation.
That's where you made your mistake.
Wearing glasses did me in. Yeah, and actually it did because I was... You know, I was like trying to pick up my glasses so I could see where he was. What? It wasn't even a fight. He just hit me one time.
And that was the end of it?
I never saw him again. Couldn't find him. She disappeared. Me and my boys, I had some frat brothers who were in town from Austin for the weekend. And I'd taken them out. They came rushing over when they heard the commotion to see what was going on. Saw it was me. They picked up my glasses and my lenses and my frames. We stood outside for like an hour after the club closed waiting so I could try to identify whoever the guy was.
Would you have even known?
I don't even know, but I was so mad. I was like, we ain't going. And you know, at a certain point, you just talking noise.
A black guy or a white guy hit you?
I ain't go to clubs with white people.
Oh, white people don't go to those clubs?
No.
Okay.
I don't know. I told you back in the day, before I started liking y'all.
Oh, okay. Before you were comfortable with us. That makes sense. I tell you, so it was when I was the victim of a hate crime. In high school, when
the basketball player?
No, when I made fun of Selena, and when Selena died, and I made fun of it, and
that's not funny.
A young Mexican man came up behind me while I was at my locker, and he had one of those giant lollipops that the cheerleader sold to raise money, and he had that in his hand, and he punched me in the back of the head with that lollipop. And back then, I had hair, and I was like picking out lollipop out of my head, but I was like bleeding and busted open. And I had no idea who would even hit me because by the time I could figure it out, I was gone. But then I found out it was indeed because I was a white guy who made fun of Selena.
And so you learned that your hate crime caused you to get hit.
No, I didn't have a hate crime.
No, you said it was a hate crime.
It was a hate crime that he hit me because I was white.
No. The hate crime was you dogging Selena.
That's not a crime.
Died.
It's not a crime to dog Selena.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
Sorry, bro.
Who likes that music?
Oh, Lord.
I'm just saying.
713-780-ESPN.
Was that Selena?
Yeah.
Yes.
So you made fun of her without even knowing your music?
I know about the bitty bitty bum bum.
Oh, okay.
And right after she died?
Yeah, right after she died.
That's a hate crime.
I just said, what's the big deal about Selena dying?
So you really have been this way a long time.
Yeah, I just said, what's the big deal about Selena dying? And I didn't realize that it was such like a... It's like boxing, apparently. Music is like boxing where it's a very nationalistic thing and people take up for their own. Like, if some black guy had made fun of Kurt Cobain when he died, I wouldn't have punched him in the head over it. I would have just been like, oh, that guy didn't like Kurt Cobain. No big deal.
Yeah, you and Bob Arum were making fun of Selena when she died. That's the side of the line.
If someone had come to school and made fun of, you weren't in school then. But like, when Tupac died, had someone come and made fun of him, would you as a black man have punched him in the head?
That depends.
It just seems unnecessary.
Well, no, you deserved it.
I don't believe that to be true.
No, most of us, if we were sitting on a jury and this kid was on trial for punching you in the back of the head with a lollipop, we'd go, not guilty.
Bro.
OJ got free. What do you think?
All right. All right, listen, is today another crappy day at your job? Are you working out in that heat maybe, working a bunch of hours for not enough money? Ask yourself this. How many people do you know who work in the computer industry and are struggling to make their bills? Not if they're in IT, because there's a ton of computer jobs out there. IT is consistently ranked as one of the fastest growing job industries in the country. The place to go to get the skills you need, though, mycomputercareer.edu. There's a huge demand for certified pros. My Computer Career has job placement specialists that will work with you to get you hired. Houston is one of the hottest computer job markets in the country. There's companies all over the city hiring IT guys. But to get the jobs, you got to have the skills. You got to have the certifications. And I know what you're thinking. School is going to take too long. It's going to cost too much. Nope, not at My Computer Career. In and out of school in less than a year. Financial aid's available, including the GI Bill. Go to mycomputercareer.edu. Take the free career evaluation today. It's the first step to changing your life and making more money. Mycomputercareer.edu. Take the free career evaluation. Tell them AJ with ESPN 97.5 sent you.
ESPN 97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, Deep South Barrels presents What Are the Odds Wednesday? This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
Welcome back into The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. Catch us on Twitter at AJIsTheReal, at Jerome Solomon. What is your Twitter handle now, John? You're the one person who changes yours all the time.
At Jon Snow.
With a zero.
At Jon Snow. The zero in the snow or the Jon?
In the snow.
Yeah, because an underscore would be too complicated, he said.
For what? For what, Asians?
No, I guess for just everybody. Like,
oh, that's why he put the zero in there.
Is it for him to say Jon underscore snow? Instead, he has to say Jon Snow with a zero and then wait for someone to say... In the snow or the Jong, and then because that's simpler.
Jong. Can you just go with Jong Lee? Is there a Jong Lee?
Yeah, there is.
Why don't you ask him to let you have your handle?
And Jungle Fever was the best one you had, I think. That's how it should have
sounded. That was pretty good. That was before he got hooked up.
That's true.
After he got hooked up, back when he was dating sisters. You know, Jong went on a date with a sister named Precious.
No, he did not.
Yes, he did.
He would have told me about it. Jong, did you go on a date with a sister?
I did.
Why did you tell us about that?
Because I know what the...
there was no good in that.
No.
What the hell?
Well, how do you know about this, Jerome?
That Precious was his niece.
You tell me. You tell me things that you don't remember, Jong. I pay attention.
John, he probably caught you doing something racist, and you're like, no. I went on a date with a girl named Precious.
It was Tinder. It was a Tinder hookup.
Nice.
Too.
Yes, it was.
Did you guys have sex?
No, we did not.
What happened?
What do you mean, what happened?
Like, how'd the date go?
She didn't look good. She didn't look so precious.
It wasn't. Was she, did she catfish you?
Not necessarily.
She just wasn't what you'd hoped.
No, we had fun.
No. Did you guys make out?
The truth.
Yeah, a little bit.
A little bit? Did you go under the bra?
No, not that far.
Over the bra.
Did she pick you up?
she was bigger? She was a big girl?
Physically?
Was she a big girl?
Bigger.
Bigger than you?
Yes.
Of course.
Oh.
Look at me, come on.
I mean, were you intimidated? Have you ever dated another girl bigger than you?
No.
Because if you stick strictly to the Asian community, you're not going to find too many
You won't find too many.
Yeah, there's not too many big Asian girls.
A funny thing is that during that night, that date, I got matched on Tinder with Teresa.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that was the same night.
That's
the
exact same night.
Changed his life.
He was like, "Do I go on a second date with Precious?" And then she was like, "Oh, nope." found an alternative.
No, she went to the restroom and I got bored. And this is before.
Oh, this, on your date?
This, no, she went to the restroom.
And you checked your Tinder?
Exactly.
While you were on the date?
I got a notification that I got
no
matched.
No wonder you and Precious didn't work out.
Well, that, and there was no Pokemon Go back then, so I couldn't, you know.
Oh, it's a beautiful story. That's a wedding story.
Had you not been matched with Teresa on that date, do you think that you guys would have had sex?
After I got matched, we were still talking.
Where did you guys go to make out? Was in the car?
Yeah, because...
Her car or your car?
Mine.
Okay.
Mm. What kind of make it out we're talking? Like, you know?
Nothing graphic.
Tongue? Okay.
No.
Well, that's not making... It's not making out if there's no tongue.
It has to be tongue to be making out, for sure. And at least, like, over over the shirt, like, boob squeezing or something. Otherwise, you guys just kissed goodnight.
Or did she grab something?
I don't remember, actually. We had a lot of wine.
Did your pants stay on?
Yes. I do remember that much. Yes.
Interesting. Did you tell her that you're a big radio star?
No, I just told her I worked in radio.
And she didn't ask anything further?
No.
I don't believe that.
No.
I don't believe that.
Perhaps she wasn't interested in his little behind.
Because, like, if you meet some chick and you say, I'm a rider, don't they say,
hey, go, what kind
of rider are you?
What do you do? Where do
like, if I say I'm a radio guy, they're going to say, what kind of radio? What do you do?
Oh, no, I mean, yeah, I got those questions, but it didn't seem like she was very interested in it.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's the thing about what we do.
Yeah, chicks don't like.
Once you tell a girl we do sports radio, they're like, oh, yeah, cool.
Like, well, you don't work for Mix or you don't work for 97.9 or you don't work for.
When I was in Austin, the big deal was when I was single, as soon as I said I worked in radio, do you know Bobby Bones? That was the big deal. It was Bobby Bones. And for a while it was no. And then once I met Bobby Bones, I always, oh yeah, me and Bobby were real close, real tight, but never worked out.
Yeah. 713-780 ESPN is your number. Carter, let's grab Carter since he was holding. We'll get him before we go to break. Carter, start talking.
Hey, guys.
Hey, sports.
I have an interesting question for you guys. What are the odds?
Why does your phone suck? Are you on speakerphone?
No, I got a headset on.
But... Oh, talk on your phone. This is unacceptable.
Wait a second. Jesus.
This is a major market radio show.
Oh, much better.
Yeah, now we can hear you.
Okay. What are the odds that Jerome would like wheat biscuits instead of just the regular old white dough biscuits?
Well,
what's your biscuit preference, Jerome? He just said he doesn't really care for biscuits.
I didn't even know they made wheat biscuits, to be honest. Because he is hitting on a point. I really don't like white food.
Like,
generally speaking.
Food that is colored white?
Yeah, that's what white is. It's a color.
You like pasta?
I mean, I like potato. But,
pasta?
You know. Pasta's not white. Pasta's yellowish. Pasta's youngish.
I mean, what food is white then? Biscuits.
No, like sour cream.
Oh, I don't like that either.
Stuff like that.
A little ranch dressing.
Oh God, no. Blue cheese. No.
Mayonnaise.
No.
There's some people the other day who were trying to tell me that mayonnaise is a superior condiment to mustard.
Oh, Lord, no.
Who the hell said that? No.
That's crazy talk.
No, mayonnaise and mustard had a fight. Mayonnaise get his ass kicked.
Yeah.
It's not even debatable. Hey, look, you want a seat in the Blitz Summer Poker Qualifier? Win a seat in the Blitz Summer Poker Classic. It's this Thursday. I assume it's not.
No, it's tomorrow.
It's tomorrow.
July 14th.
No.
Well, this says
July.
Oh,
my bad.
This says a different date.
Yeah, tomorrow is July 14th.
Today is.
No, that's not what it says.
Oh, okay.
It's July the 7th.
Yeah.
Hey, this is your last chance. We know that for a fact. It's at Dave & Buster's on Richmond. You know where that is. The tournament starts at 7. All players must register to play by 6:45. The top 25 in the qualifier win a seat to the final round and a chance to win the grand prize, a 55-inch higher HD TV and $500 cash. For details and the official rules, log on to ESPN975.com. We got plenty of seats in this sucker. 713-780-ESPN. You want to play some poker? join now. The first 20 callers will get you a seat into the tournament. Actually, when we come back, we'll talk about a poker game that people had no business getting
20
into.
20 callers, Jerome?
Didn't you tell me 20?
No, we have 20. We have 25 seats, but we don't have to give them all away at the same time.
Okay. You said give them 25. I forgot I'd give 20 of them.
You can give away. Let's give away like five. You give me a number. Five at a time.
Okay.
All right. The first five callers.
Okay.
It's too late now. Five people already called.
Well, good for them.
Sorry about you other 15 rascals. We're going to find out later. But speaking of that, poker with Jokers from Detroit. What do you think happened in that game? We'll talk about that in a minute. This is The Blitz on ESPN 975.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 975.